You're listening to the weekly Parsha podcast with Ari Goldwag, recorded with Hashem's never-ending assistance in Ramah Bishamish, Israel 5786, 2026. This week's Parsha is Parsha's Vayikra, beginning of a new Sefer of the Torah. Hashem calls to Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu, alone. Here's the voice of Hashem calling to him from the Oil Moed, from the Tent of Meeting, from between the Kruvim, from between the two cherubs, which stood upon the Aron HaBris, the Ark of the Covenant. The Medrash teaches us, as always, a beautiful, beautiful idea that has to do with the chosenness, the specialness of Moshe Rabbeinu. And before getting to Moshe Rabbeinu, we're going to look through two other people who were chosen and Hashem spoke to them. One was Avraham Avinu, and one was David HaMelech, King David. And in understanding each of them, we will understand Moshe, we'll understand why he was chosen, we'll also understand how we can all make ourselves prone to being chosen. And the Medrash, in speaking about it, brings Psukim into Tehillim, Perek Pei Tes, beautiful Psukim. And in Perek Pei Tes, Pasuk Yud Tes, it's going to start talking in Pasuk Chaf, but I'm already going to share with you something from Pasuk Yud Tes. It says like this, Ki Lashem Magineinu. To Hashem belongs our protection. He is our shield. V'Likdosh Yisrael Malkeinu. Our king is either belongs to, our king belongs to, meaning whoever's the leader of the Jewish people, he's in the hands of Hashem, or the one who is our king is the Holy One of Israel. That's the Ribbono Shel Olam, the master of the world. And then it brings our psukim and focus in over here very well because we're going to understand and explore these psukim and the measures together. Az dibart abchazoin lachasidecha. Then you spoke with a vision to your righteous one. Atoimer shivisi ezer al gibor. And you said, Shivisi, we've spoken about the word Shivisi, but in this context, it means to place, or, as we'll see, it could mean to value. Shivisi Ezer Al Gibor. Hashem says, I have placed the help on the one who is mighty. I have given you your strength, Hashem says to King David, and we'll see it to Avraham, and also to Moshe. Harimoisi Bachur Me'am. I have lifted out the chosen one from the nation. Okay, so Hashem chooses David, Hashem chooses Avraham, Hashem chooses Moshe to be the one that he speaks to. And we'll see why. Matzasi David Avdi b'shem en kodshi m'shachtiv. Pasuk in the Pasuk Pshat is talking about King David. I have found David my servant, and with my holy oil I have anointed him. Asher yodi tikoin imoy. My hand will be established with him. Hashem acts through him. My arm will give him power. Okay? So it's important to understand, as we'll see in the Medrash, that what gives a Moshe Rabbeinu his power? What gives an Avram Avinu his power? What gives a David HaMelech, a King David, his power? It's Hashem's power. He's just an expression of Hashem. Let's study this together. Rabbi Avin, in the name of Rabbi Brechia, the elder one, opened. And when we open, we're opening a new book, Vayikra, and we're opening a new chapter in our understanding of our relationship with Hashem, what it means for Hashem to call a person. What does it mean Hashem called Moshe? Why was Moshe chosen? How can we be chosen? How can we be called and hear the voice of Hashem? So in explaining this, he brings our psukim into Tehillim, Perek Pei Tes, chapter 89, verse 20. Az dibarta b'chazon l'chasidecha. Then he spoke with a vision to the righteous one. Medaber be'Avram. The Medrash starts off by saying that this is speaking about Abraham. Avram Avinu shenidbar imoy b'dibar b'chazon. Hashem spoke to him both with words and with visions, right? Right? Often it says, Vayidabar Hashem Moshe. Hashem spoke to Moshe, which means that he heard Hashem's voice. But sometimes Hashem speaks with sound, to the Navi, to the prophet. And sometimes Hashem shows him a vision. He sees something. This is what it says. Hashem spoke after these matters. It's a pasuk in Bereishis, in Genesis chapter 15, verse 1. Avram hears the word of Hashem and he sees a vision of that which Hashem wants to show him. L'chasidecha, to the righteous one. What is it that qualifies a person for a vision? How do we get to hear Hashem's voice? What is it that we need to do to merit it? We need to be a chassid, the pasuk tells us. We need to be righteous. Right? The word righteousness, a chassid, is someone who does chassid, who does kindness. Tidyanemus liyakov, chassid liavram, the pasuk says, give truth to Jacob, kindness to Avram. The midah of Yaakov Avinu, of Jacob, was truth. The midah of Avram was kindness. And it's that kindness, we'll see more about this in relationship to King David, but it's that aspect that qualifies him as a chassid and therefore allows him to hear the voice of Hashem. Vatayimer, Shivisi Ezer al Gibor, Pasuk says that there is a statement. And the statement is that Hashem places help upon the mighty one. Wait, so I have a question. If we are defeating our enemies, if we are killing out the leaders of Iran, right? If we are succeeding in battle, so does that make us mighty? The pasuk says, Shivisi Ezer al Gibor, I have placed my help upon the mighty one. So is he mighty? Does he have any strength of his own? Is Hashem just helping him? Let's see what the Midrash says. And this, of course, applies to our times as well. It's so important. The Psukim tell us that Avram Avinu killed four kings in one night. He had a targeted strike against four leaders on the same night. Hadav d'chsiv. Pasuk says, in Bereishis Yudal, Pasuk Tezvav, Vayechalek Aleim Laila, the Gomer. They went out at night, and they attacked the four kings in the battle of the four and five kings. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, the Pasuk says something funny. It says that they killed the dead ones. They killed the dead ones. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, V'chiyeshecha Adam, Redev Harugim. Can you run after? Can you chase down the dead ones? People who are dead. Pasuk says, they struck them, which means they killed them. And they ran after them until a place called Chova. How do you run after somebody you've already killed? This teaches us a foundational idea. You want to know how Klal Yisrael has the ability to destroy our enemies? Avram Avinu was the example of this. How is he able to kill these four kings who had captured his nephew Lot and bring back the people of Sodom to win in battle and, of course, to be a representative, Ma'aseh Avos Simin Labanim, that Am Yisrael in the future will have successful battles, as we see today. How is it possible for Avram to kill someone who's already dead? The answer is, that's the secret. He was killing someone who was already dead, which means to say, that Hashem had already determined that these kings would be vanquished. Why was Avram able to vanquish them? Why did he run after them if they were dead? They were dead, as it were, in a spiritual sense. Hashem had already decided that these kings are finished. Their time is up. Their ability to suppress, to oppress, to do whatever evil they've done, it's over. Time is up. The time is up for the Iranian leaders. Now, when Klal Yisrael comes in and destroys them, of course, it's with Siyata Dishmaya, it's with spiritual help, it's with help from Hashem. But on a deeper level, their spiritual life force was already taken away from them. That's what gave them the ability to Avram Avinu to kill, to run after those who are already dead. Spiritually dead, spiritually detached from Hashem. And therefore, Avram is able to get them all in one night, to destroy the head of the viper, the head of the snake, alongside all of his henchmen, all in one blow. Why? Because Hashem had already taken away their spiritual sustenance. Harimaisi Bachur Me'am, the Pasuk says, Hashem separated a chosen one, a Bachur. What's a Bachur? We think of a Bachur as a young man. The word Bachur means a chosen one. Like Milashon, Ze'avram she'a Bachur Me'akadosh Baruch Hu, she'nemar asher bacharta bi'avram. Hashem chose, like we see every morning in davening, Hashem chose Avram. Which means, what does it mean to choose? It means to separate something out from something else. I have a whole display of apples. I choose the ones that I like, and I put them in my bag. Now, as we're going to see, was there something specific? What's the idea of choosing something? Is it random? Is it a random choice? Is it something that they've already earned? So we'll see that it's not per se something that they've already earned. It just represents something that they are and the potential for who they can be. Let's see this in the context of David. Until now, we're speaking about Avram Avinu. And we will return to Moshe, of course, which is our Parsha. Davar Acher, Oz Dibarta B'Chazon L'Chasidecha. Another explanation about this Pasuk. Then you spoke with a vision to your righteous individual. It's speaking about King David. Hashem spoke to him. Hashem interacted with him, both with speech and with a vision. Pasuk refers to Nasan Anavi, the prophet Nathan, that he had revelations through speech and through visions, which were intended to be given over to David HaMelech, to King David. L'chasidecha, it's for the righteous individual. That's a reference to David, to King David. Shenemar shomer nafshi kichas Adoni. He says, protect my soul because I am righteous. V'tayim eshivisi ezer al gibor. Just like we said by Avram Avinu, Hashem was his help. Which, by the way, by Avraham, just take it back for a moment. We said, Shivisi Ezer al Gibor, he was a mighty one. Hashem gave him help. So we understand that his strength didn't really come from himself, right? He was only able to defeat them because Hashem had taken away power. So maybe it could be that the Ezer al Gibor, Hashem is the Gibor, Hashem is the mighty one. And the human being helps, as it were, because he's the one, the human being, one who is Zeiche, one who merits, he becomes a vehicle for the divine justice in this case. He becomes the one who metes out the punishment, brings about the downfall of these kings. Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, back to David HaMelech. Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana says, King David waged 13 different battles. Rabbanan Amri Shimon Esrei. The sages say, no, there were 18 battles. V'la pligi, they're not actually arguing. Were there 13? Were there 18? The answer is yes. They were both. The one who says that he waged 13 battles, obviously we're saying with the help of Hashem, and he was able to defeat his enemies. Why? In a similar way to Avram Avinu, because Hashem had taken away their spiritual sustenance, and now it was possible to destroy them in the physical realm. So the one who says that there were 13 battles, it's because it's referring to the 13 battles that King David fought on behalf of the Jewish people. Umar Namar Shimon Asrei, the one who says 18 battles, Chamesh L'tzarech Atzmo, there were 5 that he did for his own self, Shlesh Yisrael L'tzarechem Shal Yisrael, and there were 13 that were done on behalf of the people of Israel. But the bottom line is, he's able to do it. Why? Because Hashem is doing it. Harimaisi Bachur Me'on. Here's where we come to an important point. Hashem chose out. Hashem lifted out King David from the nation. He chose him. He chose King David, his servant. And in the next pasuk, which we also read, pasuk Kof Aleph, it says, Matzasi David Avdi. I found King David, my servant. Why is David HaMelech chosen? Why is Avraham chosen? And why will we see that Moshe Rabbeinu is chosen? So the reason is because he's Hashem's servant. I want to read to you inside what the Malbim says on these psukim in Tehillim. Pasuk says, "Harimaisi bachur me'am, harimaisiv min ha'am, mitzara bechiru mibli achano, klal, rak shebacharti v'lekach." Malbim says an amazing thing. I chose him without any preparation. I just plucked him up. I pulled him out from the entire nation. This is my guy. Which almost sounds random, but it's not. It says the Malbim Matzati Mefarish Neged Emuno Kifi HaAchana. There is an aspect here of no preparation, but there's a different aspect of preparation indeed. Amar Matzati David Avdi Shematzati Oisa Muchan Lekach. It looks like I just plucked him out randomly, but that's not the case. David HaMelech was chosen because of his own personal preparation. Because he serves me. He's my servant. So there's one aspect which is rightfully, it's correct. It's midah keneged midah. You want to serve Hashem, you are chosen. But then there's an aspect of chesed as well. Hashem is doing kindness with him. He doesn't deserve it. Amar b'shem en kodshi m'shachtiv. The pasuk also says that Hashem anointed him with the oil of his holiness. Mibli hashkef halachana. There's an aspect of Hashem looking at his preparation. There's an aspect of it without any preparation. Ki yishpati alav kiddush al yoin al yidei m'shichasi. Hashem pours out an amazing, awesome, transcendent holiness upon David HaMelech. When David HaMelech succeeds, King David, we've spoken in the past about Ruach HaKodesh, a spirit of holiness. It really means something that it's beyond any human nature. It's beyond something that a person naturally can accomplish. Esther HaMalka couldn't naturally walk into Achashverosh. She would have been killed. She should have been killed. Shimshon HaGibor couldn't naturally have such incredible physical power. Avram Avinu couldn't naturally kill 4 kings in one night. The Jewish people today, the very iron dome that quote-unquote protects us, knocks down the missiles from the sky. It doesn't work the same in the rest of the world as it does in Israel. In Israel, the numbers, the percentages of how many it's able to knock out of the sky are much higher than anywhere else. The same system. It works because Hashem allows it to work. Siyata d'shmaya, we don't deserve it. We don't deserve it. But Hashem pours it out on us. Yeah. Okay. So that's the idea that I wanted to share from the Malbim. So the Malbim is telling us that David, Avram, Klal Yisrael, we get this amazing divine assistance without necessarily being worthy of it. In some ways we are. Why are we worthy of it? Because we have shown ourselves to be interested in serving Hashem. What are we doing here in Israel? Why are there Jews in Israel? Because this is the land, this is the place that we're meant to serve Hashem. Right? The mitzvahs are meant to be fulfilled, they're designed to be fulfilled in the land of Israel. Now he brings, the Medrash finishes off, Dabar acher az dibart b'chazoin. Then he spoke with a vision, Dabar b'moshe shenid marimar b'dibar b'chazoin. It's speaking about Moses. God spoke to him both with speech and with a vision. Shenemar pe'al pe'a daber boy. Pasuk says, mouth to mouth I speak to him. And there's also in that pasuk, it refers to the fact that there was something that he saw. He saw. He was able to speak, right? Face to face. L'chasidecha. Why is Moshe, how do we see in other contexts that Moshe is referred to as a chassid, as someone who is uniquely righteous. Shayim Yishivte Shalevi, Pasuk says, because he was from the tribe of Levi. Shenemer Tumecha Merecha Leish Chasidecha. Refers to the righteous individual of Levi, of the Levites, Pasuk in Devarim. Tamer Shivisi Ezer Al Gibor. Pasuk says, I have placed help upon the one who is strong. Asiki Ayida Amar Abtanchem Ulechan Ilai. This is a reference to that which it says, Hashem uniquely spoke to Moshe. Now this is something that requires a lot of strength, stamina, ability to receive, to withstand. Usually, something that's difficult for one person to carry, it's easier with two. If two people have trouble carrying something, bring four. Do you ever find that there was something which was too heavy for 600,000 people, but it was easy for one person to carry? All of the people of Israel stood in front of Mount Sinai and they said, they said, we can't withstand listening to Hashem's voice. The first two of the Dibrais, the first two of the Ten Commandments were stated by Hashem, heard by all of the Jewish people. And then, subsequently, they said, we can't handle it. They said, we can't carry this. But Moshe Rabbeinu, so 600,000 people can't hear it, but Moshe, Shemea Kol Adibur Atzmai V'Choya, says the Medrash. He was able to hear the sound of Hashem's voice, and he lived. Teidel Chashu Kain. We can know that this is true. Shemikulan Lekara Adibur Ala L'Moshe. Because of all of the people who the word of Hashem called out to, who heard it? Who is the one individual who heard it? Shenemar Vayikra Al Moshe, it was specifically Moshe. Harimaisi Bachur Me'om. Hashem chose him from all of the nation. He lifted him out. He chose him. Lule Moshe Bechira, Pasuk says, in reference to Moshe, that Moshe was the chosen one. He was chosen by Hashem. And again, I want to reiterate and repeat and think about and bring awareness to why was Moshe chosen? Why was he chosen? Why was he the Bechir Hashem? Why was he called the Eved Hashem? He was called the servant of Hashem. That's why he was chosen to be the Bechir Hashem. Bachur Me'am. He's the one who's chosen from the nation. He's the one who, out of 600,000 people, they can't hear Hashem's voice, but Moshe can hear. Why? Because he is similar to David HaMelech. He is similar to an Avram Avinu. What is unique about these individuals? They had the ability to stand up and serve Hashem, to make the center of their life, their most important, central component of their life was serving Hashem, was being an Eved Hashem. And as a result of that, a Moshe Rabbeinu is called, right? I was discussing recently with someone about the idea of Ruach HaKodesh. How does one get Ruach HaKodesh? Is it possible to get Ruach HaKodesh today? And we've talked about this at length. And I'm going to keep talking about it because it interests me. Is it possible to hear Hashem's voice? The answer is yes. How do I know? Because it says it in our holy Sfarim. Shari Kedusha says it. It's brought down elsewhere. Ruach HaKodesh today. Yes. And how do you get there? The answer is what we're saying here. It's Eved Hashem. Why couldn't we handle hearing it? 600,000 of us. Why couldn't we handle hearing it? The recognition that Hashem is all there is. It's a powerful recognition. The first two commandments we heard. But living in a space where Hashem is all there is, that means I got to get rid of myself. It means I got to get rid of what I want. It means I got to get rid of all of the things that my ego desires. But in doing so, I start to hear Hashem's voice. I start to hear Hashem's voice. That's all there really is. It's only God. Don't have any other gods. Don't let any of your physical desires, your physical needs become your God. And what is a God really? It's the one that we focus on. What is an Eved, a servant? That means that everything that I do is just for my master. That's what an Eved is. So if Anoichi Hashem Elokecha is the center of my life, which was the case for Avram Avinu, the case for David HaMelech, the case for Moshe Rabbeinu, what happens? What happens is there are no battles. There are no battles. Avram Avinu doesn't kill those kings. Those kings are already dead. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't battle Og. Og is already dead. David HaMelech doesn't battle his 13 or 18 battles. His enemies are already dead. Why? Because he lives in a space where he's aligned with Hashem. There's no power that can oppose the one who is only interested in serving Hashem. There's no power that can oppose that person. To the extent that Klal Yisrael is focused on serving Hashem, there's no power that can oppose us. They become fearful of us. Not because we have superior weapons, but because we are superior spiritually. I don't remember if I mentioned this, but maybe I did, but there's a video I saw recently from Shmuel Eliyahu, who's the Rav Rashi of Tzvat, the chief rabbi of Tzvat. And he speaks about the fact that the Arabs have, I mean, now they can't go at all because Harbais is closed. But over the last few months, they've been going less and less. And when asked about it, they responded and said they've seen how the Jews are doing Shtach Avoya. They're showing their full, complete subservience to Hashem. And as a result of that, they are afraid. They're scared. They're scared to come up there. They know that once the Jews start to completely give themselves over and fall in front of Hashem, there's no power that can destroy us. And that's in a certain way symbolic, but it's at the depth of what's going on. It's at the depth of what gives us our power. Gives Klal Yisrael our power is that we serve Hashem, that we fall in front of Hashem. We're completely battle, completely surrendered to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I was talking to this person and we were talking about Ruach HaKodesh, and he said, you know, Ruach HaKodesh comes accidentally. It doesn't just arrive or a spiritual revelation. Sometimes we have an insight. It arrives by accident, right? The sense when a person has an insight, or even when I make up a song, senses that it just came. But it's an important thing to be accident prone. That's something that we can do. It comes by accident, so to speak. But we can develop the ability to be accident prone. And the way that we do that is by making ourselves into servants. We prepare ourselves with hachana to be that person that Hashem will choose. And then Hashem chooses us, and what He gives us is chesed. It's a kindness. It's not something that we necessarily deserve. I want to bless you and ask you to bless me. Hashem should help us that we should indeed be His servants. We should indeed learn from an Avram, from a Moshe, from a David, what it means to truly battle. It means to be His servants so that our enemies, they fall before they fall. And we're chasing people who are dead men. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful Shabbos. This podcast was made possible through the gracious donations of listeners like you. For more podcasts like this, please visit www.arigoldwag.com or search on iTunes, Ari Goldwag.